Welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Have you ever said yes to something when every part of you just wanted to say no? Maybe a friend asked to copy your homework again, or kept borrowing money that they never paid back, or messaged you late at night and expected a reply immediately. You didn't want to, but you said yes anyway, because saying no felt too hard. Afterwards, you felt tired, a bit used, and a little cross with yourself. Now, almost everybody knows that feeling, and it usually means one thing. A line of yours was crossed, and you did not know how to hold it. This topic is about those lines that we all have, and about one of the hardest and most useful skills there is. It's about boundaries and learning to say no without guilt. A boundary is simply a line that says what's okay for you and what's not okay. It covers how you let people treat you, and what you will and will not do, and how much of your time and energy you're willing to give them. Now, we often think of a boundary as a wall or a fence, something you put up to keep people out. Well, it's not really that at all. A boundary is more like a sign that tells people how to treat you well. So treat me with respect. Without that, people cannot know where are your limits, and they will cross them without even meaning to. Everyone has limits. The real question is whether you know your own and whether you let other people know them too. Many people feel it clearly when a line has been crossed, that tight, uncomfortable feeling inside, but they never say anything. So the same thing keeps happening again and again. Knowing your boundaries starts with noticing that feeling and taking it seriously, instead of telling yourself that you're just being silly. Very often, a boundary comes down to one small but very difficult word, and that word is, of course, no. Now, for a lot of people, no is one of the hardest words to say. We say yes to things we don't want to do. We agree to plans that we're dreading and really don't want to do. We lend things that we know we'll not get back, all to avoid upsetting someone or being seen as being unkind. The problem is that every time you say yes, when you really mean no, you give away a little more of your time, your energy and your peace, until there's not much left for you. So why is no so hard? For many of us, it's because we were taught, without anyone ever saying it out loud, that being good means also being helpful and generous and always being available and never letting anyone down. So when we say no, we feel guilty, as if we've done something wrong. And here's the idea that changes everything. Saying no to one thing is always saying yes to something else. When you say no to lending money again, you're saying yes to being treated fairly. You're not being selfish. You're choosing where your time and energy go, and that is your right. You don't always owe a long explanation either. No, I can't this time is a complete answer. A simple, honest no, said kindly, is enough. You don't have to invent an excuse. You don't have to argue your case until the other person agrees. Let's take that friend who constantly messages you late at night and expects a reply straight away. Setting a boundary there does not mean you care any less about them. It simply means deciding and gently letting them know that you're not going to reply after a certain time because you need your sleep. And there's nothing cruel about that, and nothing dramatic. It's just a quiet line that protects something you need, and a good friend will come to understand it. You've probably met someone who can never say no. They are the one everyone leans on. They're always helpful, always there for everybody. And from the outside, it can look like kindness. On the inside, though, that person is often worn out, exhausted, and quietly resentful, not happy with this, slowly drowning underneath everybody else's needs. That's what a life without boundaries does over time. It's not really kindness at all. It's forgetting to look after yourself. It might feel like saying no will damage your relationships, but usually the opposite is true. When you never say no, a quiet resentment builds up inside you. And that resentment does far more to harm a friendship than an honest no ever could. So, clear, honest limits actually make relationships healthier because everybody knows where they stand. And the people who truly care about you will respect your limits once they know them. Anyone who only likes you as long as you never say no wasn't offering you much of a friendship, were they? Saying no does not mean being rude. Firm and kind are not opposites. And you can be both at the same time. You can care about someone deeply and still tell them no. It also helps to remember this. You are not responsible for how someone feels about your very reasonable no. They're allowed to be disappointed, and disappointment is not going to harm them. It's not your job to protect everyone from feeling let down, especially when the cost of that is yourself and your peace of mind. Boundaries are closely tied to how much you value yourself. And it is hard to protect your limits if, deep down, you don't feel you're worth protecting, which is why this topic and the one on self-esteem belong together. Boundaries are also tested the most strongly when friends push you to do something you're not comfortable with, which is why we look at that topic on peer pressure. Saying no to a whole group when everyone else says yes is one of the bravest things you can ever practice. There is one more thing that matters, and it's important. Some lines are not up for discussion. If someone keeps crossing your limits after you've made them clear, or pushes you towards something that feels wrong or unsafe, or makes you feel frightened or anxious, that is not a boundary you need to defend on your own. Please talk to an adult that you trust, like a parent, a teacher, or another grown-up you feel safe with. Asking for help there is not a weakness. It's exactly the right thing to do. Now, like any skill, saying no gets easier with practice. The first few times will feel awkward and your heart might beat a little faster. And that's completely normal. It doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. Start small, with easy and safe situations, and build up from there. Each time you hold a boundary,